This is Morgan Freeman. Not really Morgan Freeman. And you're listening to Tailgate Radio.
From coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back, Tailgate Nation. This is episode 76 of Tailgate Radio. I'm your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. We've got a great show for you as we blast this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and now over 48 countries across the globe in search of world tailgating domination. We have done that all thanks to you and thanks to your continued support of our show. We certainly do appreciate that. You know, we also appreciate if you head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. That would also help us out tremendously. It's also great for our sponsors to see, and it helps keep this show subscription-based free so that this continues to be a show that we deliver without having to charge anything. We never want to do that. So we appreciate all of your support there. So head over if you get a chance to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. We certainly would appreciate it. We've got a great show for you this week. We've got the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel. He's been all over the Food Network. He has had his own show on MTV called The House of Food. Lives the life of a rock star, and we're going to be checking in with him up in the great, well, actually, he is on a fishing trip down in the Florida Keys, but he makes his permanent residence in the Big Apple, New York City. So we will be checking in with the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel, in a bit. I want to remind you folks to head over to our website. I mean, I love sending people over to the website, tailgateradio.com. We've got a great website presence. You can listen to all of our shows. They're archived there. You can catch the latest episode there as well. We also have some great articles, interviews. We have some cool recipes that are available, and you can always visit our sponsor links there. And if you want to buy some things like our t-shirts, we've got a few designs. We're growing our t-shirt designs, but we would love for you to pick up a cool tailgating themed t-shirt over there's a link there on our page, and you can check that out. But we certainly would appreciate you heading over to tailgateradio.com and give us some feedback on our website if there's anything we can do to make it better. We've had people talk to us about, hey, can you set up a database of stadiums to help us navigate? We're not from, you know, X place, and we'd like to know where some of the coolest places to park, where some sports bars are that are in the area. So we're working on developing some of that as well. There's already some resources out there, and we're looking at partnering with some of them to help bring you all the best in navigation so that you can get around the stadiums. And we certainly do appreciate you checking out our website. You can also find us on Twitter at Tailgate Radio. We've got a community of 50,000 and growing. And we interact with our fans on a regular basis. We do giveaways. We will randomly throw up a question or a fill in the blank, and we will randomly pick somebody out, and we will send you some cool stuff courtesy of Tailgate Radio. We also are periscoping, and the next periscope will be this Friday at 5:30 Eastern. We're going to periscope for about 30 minutes or so. We're going to review this week's show with the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel. We'll also take any questions you may have. And that's a new forum. It's interesting. We get a ton of people from other countries that tune in, I guess is the right terminology. I don't know if it's the train wreck factor of seeing my face and wanting to comment on that, but we certainly do appreciate all the feedback we get on Periscope as well. So you can always join us on Periscope and the Periscope app at Tailgate Radio. And usually the way that works is if we're going to go live, Periscope will send out a tweet and let you know. And I think you can link directly from Twitter to Periscope without having to do anything. You can just click on the link directly from the Twitter link, and it'll take you to our live Periscope. So if you want to engage in that, and we can wrap one-on-one or one on 500 or however many it is that tune in, we can certainly do that as well. You know, March Madness is coming up, and I know some of you spend a ton of time painstakingly going through your brackets, but, you know, I've got some news for you. Susan, you know, from the administrative office that never watches sports and who randomly fills out her bracket based on the colors and the mascots of the team, you know she's going to win, right? And what you should really be doing is figuring out how to get a good clean shave at an affordable price. Oh, and by the way, if you like Cinderella stories, a startup by the name of Harry's.com is taking on Razor Giants and winning over guys left and right. You know, if you remember over the holidays, I was telling you about how I received my my kit from Harry's and loved it so much that at Christmas time, I gave my son, who is 16 and just starting to really shave, you know, we gave him the starter set. And you can have your very own starter set. I mean, why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades when you can get them for half the price at Harry's.com? The Harry's starter set is an amazing deal. For just $15, you can get a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and 3 razor blades. You know, Harry's doesn't like to give discounts because, you know, quite frankly, their prices are really low already. But, hey, we've worked out a special deal for the Tailgate Nation. Harry's will give you $5 off your first order with promo code GAMEDAY. So stop overpaying for a great shave and go to Harry's.com right now. That's Harry's.com, Harry's.com, and enter the promo code GAMEDAY at checkout to get a close and comfortable shave like none other. My family swears on it. The Tailgate Nation has given me feedback, and they swear by it, and you should too. Go to Harry's.com. That's Harry's.com. All right, I want to bring in my guest this week. He was classically trained at the French Culinary Institute. He's been on TV, on the Food Network, on several shows, including the next Food Network Star Season 7, Chopped All Stars. He's had a show on MTV called The House of Food. He's the culinary bad boy. Let's welcome in to the Tailgate Nation, Chris Nerschel.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to ask you, how crazy is it that in the world of television that you have become this superstar? I would think as a chef, that's got to be mind-blowing how the culture has embraced this foodie culture. What is your thought on that? I mean, when you went into culinary school, was any of this on your radar?
Not really. I mean, so my quick story in a bubble is I went to college for marketing and public relations. I did it. I worked the suit. And then I've always, my whole life, cooked. Food has been my biggest passion, but I never thought there was money in it. I did not go into it because of television, but what has happened is about 7-8 years ago, I went to the French Culinary Institute, said, screw it, dropped my job, said, you know what, I'm going balls to the wall. Went to the French Culinary Institute in New York, and from there, became a sous chef at a restaurant, was doing great, and an ex-cook, you know what, there's a show, Food Network star. Great. I was like, whatever, you know, like, all right, so I'll go to an interview. I went, and I sat for about 7 hours. I started a tab at the bar. I was probably the only one to do that, and I had a great experience. I talked for about 20 seconds, and they luckily called me back. It was out of about 10,000 people, Season 7 Food Network star, and I got it out of 15. So it was just a crazy month. I was living in the house. I was 10 years younger than the youngest person in the house. And that's where my television career began. Yeah, man, it's amazing. It's great. I'm lucky. And I'm passionate. And I'm make the rest happen.
How hard is it to balance the television stuff with the actual work in the kitchen? I mean, that to me seems like that is a difficult chore.
Yeah, it's a really difficult thing because, you know, I'm recently married also. So
congratulations.
My wife actually went to LA with me and filmed for Hot Food, you know, on MTV. I had an apartment in West Hollywood. She came and was actually working New York hours, so 7 a.m., and I was filming like 3, 4, 3-4 days a week. So I was lucky to do these things sort of around different jobs and consulting things, because I got in these monstrous jobs. So I was running World Yacht and North River Lobster Company, which does about, we do about 1,500 to 1,800 people a day in the summer on one boat. So we're talking about $3.6 million in 5 months. You know, so I'm driving around with a golf cart, going nuts, you know, cooking off and ordering thousands of lobsters, and it's just completely amazing. And I've done Celsius Bryant Park with 1,500 covers a day, electric kitchen, completely bonkers. I mean, the experiences I've had have been completely amazing. And then so I get these insane catering jobs, executive chef jobs, and I'll also consult for restaurants. I have a place I'm making like 10 wing sauces, like peanut butter and jelly, like butterscotch bourbon, like just complete craziness. So it's hard. It's a crazy ambiance, and I don't mind it, because I always want to be just on my grind. So whatever it is, I'm just working my ass off. So currently, I mean, I'm about to be on QVC, HSN, and I am going to be building a TV show very, very, very soon. But I'm also building one of the biggest food apps that is ever going to come out, period. So it's crazy, completely insane.
But you probably wouldn't want to have it any other way. I'm here with culinary bad boy Chris Nerschel, and I want to talk about your nickname or your brand, because being a smart marketing guy, you told us you went to college for marketing, and you know, I think it's imperative that you know, to take your brand to the next level, that you come up with something that's good. How did you actually come up with the culinary bad boy brand? Or were If I'm not mistaken, didn't they call you that on the on season 7 of the Next Food Network Star?
Yeah. So what happened is, always thinking about, you know, business and such and stuff, labeled me the culinary bad boy, put it on my bio, put it on the Food Network with these millions of viewers, and then I copyrighted it and I ran with it. And basically, I'm the culinary bad boy with the hardest, and I'm always doing philanthropic endeavors. I'm doing, you know, things that are actually great, but, you know, I'm a badass. You know, I work hard, I play hard, and I care a lot about everything I do, you know, from the kitchen to, you know, as my wife. I'm a very passionate. You there, bud?
I lost you there for a second.
Oh, no, man. Tailgate radio, baby. Best of the best.
So you were just saying you were very passionate, and then you cut out for a second. If you want to pick up right there, I can edit that out. No worries.
You got it, brother. So you know, it sort of fit the bill. You know, calling the bad boy, when I went on the first show I did, you know, with all the editing and everything that happens with the show, I was sort of, you know, this maniac, badass, culinary bad boy. But the great part about this whole brand is it's worked from, you know, cooking from politicians to lawyers to Puff Daddy to whatever. You know, it's been a brand that's been made really around me and around my food, and with just nonstop work, you know?
Yeah, Ned, let's take a left turn here. Let's talk about tailgating, because we love the tailgate culture. We love the parking lot. I spent a lot of time there in New Jersey at both Jets and Giants games. I've had a great time up there. How much opportunity do you have to get involved in that, and do you enjoy that?
Well, the best part about being a badass chef is when you have friends, and myself, I'm a huge football fan. So, unfortunately, you might not like this, but I'm a Patriots fan. but it's okay if they're burning a Brady jersey. Most of my friends are just Giants fans, and I will always, for tickets, rock out a sick tailgate, from barbecue to brats to you know, just really creative stuff and having a ton of fun. I mean, I'll do poppers on the grill. I'll stuff them with tater tots, double wrap them with bacon, and you know, there's nothing you can't do at a tailgate, and it is just man magic. And women are definitely invited. but it's just, you know, a ton of, and there's nothing better than football, beer, tailgating food, and the tailgate experience.
Do you find that you pick some things up? I know being classically trained, I know I've spent, you know, probably months, if you tied it all together, in the parking lot, and some of the best food that I have ever consumed in my life is made out in the parking lot. And do you pick up anything like that, or how willing are you to share what you're doing with other guys out in the parking lot?
Listen, all that classically trained means, in my opinion, it's like, you know, you're really good at, you know, all your, like your father was an electrician, right? This might not be the best analogy, but then you go to school and you actually learn the science behind everything. It just makes you an expert. So I've always liked to cook. My uncle's Argentinian, my dad's Italian, my mom's Polish. So I've just extremely passionate into food because my parents were the best cooks. So I have gone balls to the wall, which makes it cool because I've always loved munchies. I've always loved grill food. I've always loved tailgate food. Fun, just American dream food. It doesn't have to be the glam. You don't have to go to John George or per se. You can have an amazing meal, some great character, and some great people around you at a tailgate. And you can do amazing food, low and slow, you know, some sick ribs, and you can have a smoker out there, you can have your grills, and just that whole experience and food, I mean, doing just phenomenal things, doing fusion tailgate, or just doing the classic brat, you know, whatever it is, or infusing your burger, you know, you can do gorgonzola brisket burger, you can do a short rib burger, you can do tons of fun under the tailgate.
Yeah, and what we always tell people is whether you've got a hibachi and a hatchback or a $500,000 RV, everybody wins at a tailgate party. I'm here with the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel. Before we go, Chris.
And I'm here with Tailgate Radio, baby.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
We're going to start tailgating soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you were on the Next Food Network Star. You were on the Chopped All-Stars. You were on MTV House of Food. What is next for the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel?
What is next is a lot, man. A huge food app being built currently. My catering company is thriving. I'm cooking with kids because kids are the future, and I absolutely love it. So I do a lot of kids camps and, you know, everything from, you know, farm to table to just, you know, I would do a class on tailgating. You know, it's an amazing thing when I can put my passion into others.
Well, I know I would love to get up there. Are you still mainly in the New York, New Jersey area, or are you bi-coastal right now?
I am mainly New York, New Jersey.
Awesome. Well, I want to get up there, even though I might have to pain through a Patriots tailgate. I'd love to come up there and hang out with you and spend some time.
I'll come to your Jets or Giants tailgate, and I will throw down. I will throw down, and you know what we should do? We should do a really dope thing on the radio. We should do a head-to-head tailgate with another chef of your choice, and we should have some real fun with us.
We'll make that happen. And you know what? If you don't mind traveling, we might send you down here to Austin, and we could do something before a Longhorns game and do a little college tailgating.
I'd love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it, man.
That'd be awesome. We look forward to that. And how can people find you on social media so that they can keep track of what's up next with Chris Nerschel?
Culinary Bad Boy. But that's my Twitter, that's my Instagram, that's my Facebook. But on Facebook, feel free to reach out to me. Chris Nerschel is my name because I do not update my fan page enough. And it would be my pleasure. And Tailgate Radio, I'll put up some recipes for y'all. And whatever else, and we'll plan something completely phenomenal.
We're going to make that happen for sure. The culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel, right here on Tailgate Radio. Thank you so much for coming in. And we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Sounds good, man. Can't wait to take you to the road, and let's get our barbecue on.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.